I don't even need to explain it. Hello, I can't even talk and do anything at the same time. So anyway, so there's a delay when we record. Yeah. And so I could be on the first half still right now, right?
Yeah, you probably aren't.
And you too.
Me neither.
Or we're on the second half right now. We don't know.
Exactly wrong.
You'll find out. But the reason we do this is because then there's two...
This is the part of the show where we give you the reason why we do this.
And you've heard it 27,000 times. Yes. You really don't care. You just play the music.
Although, this is... We should... What is here again? We really should be better about this. Because you know, there are people who are just like driving along... And they pull over at a gas station, and they sign onto a computer, and they listen to here. So
I was like, where? What? Technology's not there yet.
Yes. Yeah, so here is an awesome mission show. All the music that you're hearing here today has been sent to us, either physically with CD or digitally through MP3. And the way that's done is if you want to send a CD to me, you can just send it to Kill Radio, attention here, 3806 Beverly Boulevard, room 201. Los Angeles, California, 90004. And if you want to submit an MP3.
I like to use a website called YouSendIt.com, all one word, YouSendIt.com. You upload the track. You can do it more than once if you want to submit more than one MP3. Has to be MP3 format, please. Use my email address as the recipient. It's Mark, M-A-R-C, at killradio.org. Mark, M-A-R-C, at killradio.org. I will get an email that says, hey, someone submitted. I'm like, great. I go, I click on the link. It brings me to it. I download it. And then that way it's not filling up your outbox, nor is it filling up my inbox. And it's just an easy way to do it for everybody. Please, if you can do so, when you send an MP3, tag it, meaning make sure you have all the tags filled out. I just got one last night where it said track one and didn't even say the band name. And I've never messed up, but boy, I guess it's possible that I could somehow, if I was doing a whole bunch at one time, put someone else's band onto a track. And it's just good practice because it just seems to be where people are sending a lot of MP3s these days. And it's amazing. You send it and then it doesn't – the file itself will be named, but the ID tag for the MP3 is not named. You have to do both. And you usually have to do it in with whatever MP3 software you use, MP3 playing software you use.
Also, if your band is actually called Track One, send Mark an additional email explaining that so that he doesn't.
And why?
Yeah.
and also, and before you do so, just go to our MySpace page. Look at what information we also want you to include, whether you're sending CD or MP3. It makes it easier for everybody. We'd love to have contact information like a MySpace page or a website. Also, the name of your band, if you think we might pronounce it funny, put the pronunciation, where you're from.
And unless the name of your band actually is the word funny, in which case send another email to Mark explaining that.
And to show the difference, do it phonetically with the PH rather than the F, because that's helpful.
That,
yeah,
yes.
Thank you. And then three N's instead of two, and then IE.
Submit too, by the way, is to accost either one of us in public. I think. I mean, I DJ around town a lot. If someone comes up to me and hands me a CD, I'll bring it. I'll put it in the here circulation, and we'll get to it.
You can hand me a piece of dog poo, and I'll play it. I mean, if, you know, we're just...
Is that why the equipment never works here? Is it because you're trying
that
to
is
put
why
dog
CD,
feces
that is
in
why,
CD1?
Yeah, that is why CD2 doesn't work anymore.
I mean, CD2, that's crazy.
It was a musical experiment, and I lost.
I did have a guy come to Leisure Suite once and say, John Hirschfield? And I was like, yes. This is for you. Know the movie Dead Again with Kenneth Branagh and Emma Thompson about the past lives?
No.
And the catchphrase in the movie was, "These are for you." And a guy pulls out scissors and stabs you. So this guy comes over and he's like, "This is for you." And he like reaches in his jacket. And I'm like, "Oh my god, I'm gonna die today." But it was a CD, and I played it, and it was good. So the other thing too is go to myspace.com. Mark's giving me the look of death. myspace.com/HEAR_HERE, and all the submission instructions are there. And you know, don't embarrass yourself by sending us messages like with links where we can download your work. The issue is not that we don't have enough music and that we need you to help us out. The issue is we want to go out of our way to play music on the air that's coming from everywhere. So if you want it played, just submit it. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, don't ask us to download it because we won't do it because, frankly, we're drunk most of the time. And to actually have
to
do anything other than open an email or unwrap a package is really asking a lot. Until we start getting paid for this.
Right. The other thing is, when you look at the instructions, you'll just see we've made it as easy as possible for everybody.
Yes.
For both sides, for both teams here. We're negotiating here. We made it easier for both of us. We didn't want to make you have to go out of your way, nor make us have to go out of our way. We just want to play it, so we've come up with the simplest way. And so I say that as a disclaimer, not to say that we're all kind of high-strung, uptight, you know, two people here going, well, it has to be this way, and if it's not this way, we're not going to play it. The only times I've not played something...
Except for that being true.
No. The only times I've been able to play something is because they sent me a Windows Media file, and I can't play those. I don't want to say this because now everyone's going to do it, but I'll say it. Someone sent me an AIFF file?
AFI?
AIFF file.
Oh, right.
And I can convert those, so I didn't make that a big deal, but just send an MP3.
Just do that, yes. We have to go to music, otherwise.
Please, Lord.
We're going to sound like This American Life. You're listening to KillRadio.org in Los Angeles, where we play some of the music.
And then that weird music comes on.
I sat down with Mark Caldwell, and we talked about it. This is what it sounded like.
So what happened was, I was on the way to the dry
this
cleaner,
is a, CD
and
that
this man came up to me.
This was a CD that was sent to me at, given to me at a DJ gig, rather. This is a very talented artist by the name of Darren Bennett. You can check out myspace.com/DarinBennett. This is Darren Bennett. The name of the album is 20 Scarlet Monkeys. You're listening to here on KillRadio.org.
All right.
down to the top, blue face rotting in a wooden box, dancing to the conga in a funeral parade, trumpets blowing, taps kicking dirt on my grave.
Thanks, John.
I love bringing your levels up while you're in the middle of talking.
I'm talking.
About something.
but that was good.
Yeah.
Tell me who that was again.
Darren Bennett. First name D-A-R-I-N, last name B-E-N-N-E-T-T.
And he's out of Los Angeles?
Yeah, he's local. DarrenBennett.com as well as MySpace.com/DarrenBennett. Name of the album is 20 Scarlet Monkeys. And we're listening to the title track and then also a track called The Death Bell. And I've seen him live and the Brother Wales on the guitar.
Mm.
So
where'd you see him?
At this little indie night thing in Hollywood called Swank. True story.
Great.
Yeah. So you're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Yeah.
Is there something you want to say, Mark?
Mm-mm.
It looks
go
like
ahead.
There's something you want to say.
No.
What is it?
No, I haven't. No, I'm. Go
no,
ahead.
No, but seriously.
No, seriously, no. Go ahead. You're doing great. You're doing great.
Are you just going to let me do the whole rest of the show?
Is that
because I have a lot of music to get through. I have some bands, and we're running a little late. So, you know, if you're just going to sit there and be coy, then...
Is that what this is? Awesome. I didn't know how to do that. Now I know. Thank you. No, it's a great technique when someone's talking to just not say anything and just go, and just see what... Culturally, what we do is we continue talking.
And because we don't like the awkward silence, especially when we're on the air, jackass.
Which is so stupid, because what happens is then we continue talking and we kind of start digging a hole or something. You know what I mean? We start justifying or whatever.
Yes. Have you ever seen
someone? Someone did that to me on purpose. And I see it was a guy who's a lawyer. He used to be mayor of West Hollywood. And we were at lunch and he started doing that to me. And by the second time he did that, I'm like, I'm just going to stop talking and stare at him. So I stopped.
Mm-hmm. And then he started talking?
Not immediately. Because he was thinking I would jump back in because he does this. It's a lawyer technique, fucking asshole.
See, I like to do that, actually, to people when I see them digging themselves into a hole and they keep talking and they keep talking and keep talking and they're, like, trying to get themselves out of the hole, but they're actually digging themselves deeper.
Oh,
and I'll actually let it get to the point where I can safely offer them a shovel. And then, would you like a shovel? And then they know. They know that they've gone far enough. Yeah. I really ought to turn the monitors down in the other room, because it's incredibly disconcerting to hear what I was saying half a minute ago coming from the background.
Uh-huh.
What I was saying half a minute ago coming from the background.
I'm doing it right now.
And what I was saying.
Is that why you're still talking? Just see where. Let's go to music.
Yes, music. That's what the show is about. Here, here.
Out of.
By the way, weren't we recently nominated for an award?
Yes. It was actually.
No, you already blew the joke.
No.
You already blew the joke. You laughed.
I know. I was going to say that it was the Koreatown Neighborhood Council.
Koreatown Neighborhood Council nominated us
for
the best all submission based internet radio show on the corner of Beverly and Vermont.
Mm-hmm. Also, the Circle K
uses alliteration.
The Circle K little mini mart and gas station across the street is about to nominate us for an award. I'm not supposed to mention anything yet, but they do an award thing every year.
God, I'm always the last to find out about these things. Well, I wasn't gonna
invite you. The coffee is not delicious. Every time you go in there, it's gone. I seem to get the last bit, and then you show up like, damn it.
That has happened more than once. It's true. But I get there at noon, so.
Have you noticed how everyone there is totally, like, dumb rude to their customers? It's not that they're rude. They don't mean to be. They're just dumb.
You can't get in and out of that place in less than 10 minutes. Or even if there are no customers.
Or emotionally unscathed.
And we could go on and talk about more things that no one on listening could possibly relate
but
to.
But I care, John. I care.
You care.
And that is the only thing that matters. Let's go to music. Out of Houma, Louisiana. I had to email the guy back because I wasn't sure how to pronounce this. It is Houma, Louisiana.
Wow.
Which is so great. It's an artist by the name of Nash P.
He must get inundated with jokes about, so you're going back to Houma.
Not when you live there, because everyone probably is from Houma.
No, but I'm saying you must get that from people who aren't, like people like me.
He's in Louisiana. You think he talks to people outside of Houma? No. Oh. They don't leave the city. I'm joking. Come on. This is an artist I met, Nash P. I actually like this song a lot. It's a song called Dear Mama. You are listening to Hear Here on KillRadio.org, but first, station identification. You submit.
In your life now, I'm full of fright now, and so scared, so I'm laying in my bed, singing a song in my head like,
Take your time, John. that was...
Yeah, I'm the official sound engineer of,
you are.
Of Here Here, because I bring the levels up and I bring them down, so...
Baby! That was Eli Cash. Cities out of both Madison and Milwaukee, Wisconsin, so God bless him. He has a foot in both cities. That was really good. That was a song called Neo Retro. I like that sample a lot. The MySpace page is myspace.com/EliCashLowKey. Eli, E-L-I, cash as in money, low as in down low, key as in hole. Eli Cash, God, I just ruined that. Of course I had to pervert it.
At least you didn't say cash as in tango.
What does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
Tango and Cash? Sylvester Stallone, Kurt Russell?
Oh, I wouldn't know that. That's some straight guy movie, please. My people don't watch films like that, thanks.
Your people rent that movie all the time.
No. Anyway, before that was Nash P out of Houma, Louisiana. I think that's our first Louisiana entry and probably our first Houma entry as well. So that's good. We're covering all the dots in this U.S. of A. MySpace.com/NashP, Nash, and then the letter P as in Paul. Thank you so much. That was a good set. I like that one a lot.
P as in Paul?
Yes.
That's the best you can come up with?
No, but I'm not trying to do best. It's not a competition, John. It's about communicating effectively with people so they understand.
P as in psychopharmacology.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's always good when you can use the silent P. Let's make sure
move
we get
on.
Through the rest of this music before 2 o'clock rears its ugly head. I have Christina Roche, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right, coming up now. www.christina, with a C-H, and the last name is RASCH.com, ChristinaRoche.com, as well as MySpace.com/ChristinaRoche. And the name of the album is Every Color is Blue. I'm going to play the title track as well as another track called Ain't That Kind of Girl, which is...
my theme song.
Ain't That Kind of Girl, because I was recently nominated for an LA Music Award. So that's gives it special attention here on Here Here on killradio.org. This is it. You're here.
Been a long time since I've been there. Is it gonna happen? I can't.
We can capitalize on it.
You just took the last line of the last sentence that you were babbling
and said it again. Have you ever played that improv game where you just kind of, you go forward, you do a scene, and then go backwards, and then you have to do everything backwards? You do every line?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Oh.
And I don't care. We were listening to Christina Rosch. I'm sorry, that was hurtful. But you did punch me in the knee.
That was hurtful? It was hurtful. You're sweet. Thanks. It was hurtful.
Hurtful?
I didn't punch you in my total gay man fashion. I slapped you on the leg, which was both in a come hither way and a punishing way, which gets very complicated to my people.
Well, the muscles around your wrist obviously are very well developed.
And my left hand too.
So
I bat left.
Before we move on with this conversation, fascinating as it is.
Thank you.
Christina Rosch for sending us her music. And people can go to her website, christinarosch.com, myspace.com, Christina Rosch. We were listening to just now, that was the song Ain't That Kind of Girl, which is, I believe that's your theme song, Mark.
No. I did say that, but actually, ain't that kind of girl.
I
am that kind of guy.
I do want to say I really like the beats.
The beats.
The beats in that music are good beats. And that's all I have to say about that.
Nice.
Thank you for your submission. We have a lot more music to get to, and we have 30 seconds to do it. So.
And actually, the timing's right, because Elephone's supposed to be calling us any second now.
The air phone thingy.
So why don't I play their music, and maybe within that time they'll call, and we'll talk about their show that they're doing at the Silver Lake Lounge.
I'll plug in the phone, because obviously you didn't think of that.
Is it not plugged in?
It is not plugged in.
Are you serious? How can you tell? How can you tell?
Because I'm looking at the board. The phone's not plugged in.
Oh.
This is the phone.
But it would still ring.
Yeah, but we'll put them on the air when they call.
Oh, no, I know. Now we're bickering. Okay, this is a band called Elephone. They're out of San Francisco. They're down in L.A. Today. They're playing at the Silver Lake Lounge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. They're playing with a lot of bands there. Silver Lake Lounge is on, Sunset Boulevard, and basically at Silver Lake Boulevard, but it isn't Silver Lake Boulevard. There's no name of that street, and I always forget the name of that small street. It's right next door to
Parkman, I think.
Is it Parkman? I know. It's then when
I think it's Parkman. I do.
And right next door to Cafe Tropical.
What are you, the president? Spit it out.
I know. So let's go to him now. This is Elephone. We should be hearing from earlier unless they're totally going to flake on
us. You're going to play Elephone, and I'm going to hook up the telephone. I had to say that.
All right, well. Now, why can't I hear him?
Yeah.
just really, I really drunk people.
You don't or you do?
I don't. I don't like to be around really, really drunk people. I don't mind going to a party, and I don't mind getting really, really drunk, but or other people getting drunk, but
it can't be all.
It depends on the person. There's some people, like, the drunker they get, the more pleasant they are to be around. It's pretty rare.
You know, I think it's one of those things where it just gets old if that's always what you do.
I just hate the kind being around the kind of person where the drunker they get, the more reassurance they need.
Am I drunk? Am I okay?
No, the reassurance about them being like, you like me, right? Like, we're cool. You don't think I'm an idiot, do you? I know I'm
you're
drunk.
Talking about...
I know I'm drunk, but you're not standing there judging me, are you, while I'm invading your personal space?
That's like that
really?
Klingon person. That Klingon people.
No, the Klingons are cool. The Klingons are... No, music is for the weak.
No, not those Klingons. Remember we had this conversation?
Oh, people who cling.
Cling on to you, yeah. Like, at the bar, and then, like, you're your best friend.
Or like... Because this happened to me the other night. Like,
so you hang around with some weird people.
What if you say, like... This happens independently of people being drunk, although it happens more often when they're drunk than not. If you make a reference to a song, like a well-known song,
yes,
and then they insist on singing it to you, the whole song.
Who do you hang out with? Are these Shannon's friends? Because you hang out with some weird people.
Has this never happened to you before? Where you're like,
no,
and then I was listening to that annoying song on the radio, and they go, oh, I know that song, and then they sing it for you.
John, no.
Well.
The last weird thing I had with a drunk person was that actually Leisure Suite, or not the last time, the time before, where that woman touched my face after touching that dog.
That's right. See, that people don't generally touch my face.
Well, not normally for me either. And then she avoided her boyfriend the whole time. She was only talking to the young guys.
I just once, I'd like to go out in L.A. and go home without having had to stab someone in the eye. Coming up next, I have
No, let's talk about that man again.
Oh, that was Elephone, right.
Again, we just heard from Elephone out of San Francisco. They're playing tomorrow night at the Silver Lake Lounge, which is in Silver Lake, which is basically Sunset and Silver Lake Boulevard.
And it's not a lounge.
It's not a lounge. I don't know why they call it. There's nowhere
to
sit.
Silver Lake Lounge a lounge.
Yeah, I don't know why they call it that.
It's a bar music venue.
Unless it used to be a lounge, it is a bar. And on Sunday nights, they do a great Latina female impersonation night called Salvation. What are you looking at?
The time, actually.
Oh, okay.
so wrap it up.
Okay. So anyway, that's how I know of Silver Lake Lounge. But yeah, this band, they're out of San Francisco. They're playing there tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, Elephone, and really great songs, really good music. Should be
fun.
There
was really good music. It's unfortunate we couldn't get them on the air, but they're probably busy, prepping for their show. It's
probably driving down right now.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get them on the air later. In the meantime, let's go on to
some
more music.
Please. Let's close out. Good show, John.
This is a band called Skyscraper Frontier.
That was sincere, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't.
Good show, John. Good show, John.
Good show to you too, Mark.
And good show to you too, bands.
Good day, mate.
Good day.
Skyscraper Frontier, I actually saw them play live. They performed at the Couch Night recently.
Mm-hmm.
MySpace.com/thecouchnight, which is an indie thing that happens once a month that I DJ and we have cool bands play. And they were one of the cool bands that played. And it was nice to meet them. Although it was interesting to point out that they submitted to Hear Hear independently and long before I saw them on the couch. And I'm just now getting to their CD.
That's funny.
And that must mean that people are hearing about us.
We're hitting, what's that term? Critical mass?
Critical mass.
Without bikes.
Without bikes, yeah. That's a little internet radio humor for
or you. It might be just a little bit L.A. Yeah, might be just an L.A. thing.
Moving on. All right, so here's some music for you from Skyscraper Frontier.
Yippee!
And what's their, would you believe, myspace.com/skyscraperfrontier?
Spelled normally?
Yes. Here, killradio.org.
Yeah. Thing that you said to me was goodbye for a while. I'll never forget those words. Then today you disappeared without a single trace of a smile. I'll probably have to say it's now or never, you decide. 'Cause I won't be the one who makes up.
You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org. That was Skyscraper Frontier. Incidentally, the name of that band, they're named after, they named themselves after a description of downtown LA, with the skyscrapers breaking up the horizon and a reference to the old Frontier. I had their bio in my hand, and somehow I can't find it.
You're not admitting this on the air, are you? I leave the room, and you start getting pathetic on the air without me.
It is pathetic, because they wrote this beautiful thing about how Skyscraper Frontier is the name. I'm going to look for it. Just do some witty banter. I'll be right back.
Oh, okay, God. When put on the spot like this, first of all, I need to hear myself. So I had a cold this weekend. I was in bed all day. And then in bed yesterday. And let's see, what else? John's digging through trash. God.
I got it. Sorry you had a cold. I just wanted to read this thing. It says, this is about Skyscraper Frontier. Los Angeles, California is where Skyscraper Frontier calls home. Even more, the actual band name is a description of the city's downtown area where the high-rising buildings shoot into the sky, almost cracking the actual sphere. These man-made steel trees gave new support to civil life, tucking in the already slow-dying western frontier. That's just gorgeous.
Yep.
So thank you, Skyscraper Frontier, for your submission, and best of luck to you.
And for your creative writing skills.
Let us know when you guys are playing next.
Please.
Because they are LA-based, and so we'll let people know to go see it. This is the last music of the day.
Before you do that, let's thank all the bands.
Yes. Wow, we've really gone over. Elephone. I forgot to write. Okay. So.
Yes.
A big thank you to. I'm about to play Wounded Head from Bastardized. So thanks, Wounded Head. And that's described as improvised instrumental bass drums. And, of course, everything that comes from Bastardized.com, the word sludge.
Oh, uh-huh.
And, of course, thank you, Skyscraper Frontier, Elephone, Christina Roche, Eli Cash, Nash P, Darren Bennett, Raining Pleasure, Team Salt, Plastron, Tendaberry, The Guinnessides, The Foundation, Ghost Writer, and Jenny Riddle for submitting to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org.
And all this, again, this whole entire show will be available for your downloading pleasure in, say, about 45 minutes.
Yes. And then about 45 minutes from then, it'll also be on myspace.com/HEAR_HERE. And we're here every Monday from noon to 2. And, you know, don't forget to go to the MySpace page. Tell all your friends about it. Have them submit their music. We have
Please.
A steady influx of music, and we want to keep it that way so we get to play
you can also,
anything that comes into us.
Sorry. You can also hear the show again Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific time, right after my show, Close Your Eyes, which is from 12 to 2.
Yes. Yes, and come back and also
Thursday.
This is good on Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. First hour, I'll just be playing whatever the hell I want, and then the second hour, I'll be interviewing a cool band called The Riders.
Here is really the stepchild of that family, right? I mean, it's really Is Good is really like the chosen one, the prodigal son, right? And then Here is kind of the stepchild of the family, right?
I can't talk about that on the air.
You had a lovely smile, though, and a twinkle in your eye. I think, wow, I think your thing is like, that does make sense. I think he's right.
I can't talk about that on the air.
Hmm.
Moving on, we'll see you next week.
I didn't mean that in any way.
Get your hand off your hip. This is Wounded Head.